it's the RZA right here from Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I mean? Bong, bong, boogle. I'm rocking right now, my man DJ Wonder, 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 making them turntables thunder, 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 Wu-Tang.
It's that
Wu-Tang, yo. Off and he gon' hit me off, but we gon' play the game because he think I'm soft. He say he got the cheddar, he say he make it wetter, but I really couldn't tell you cause Gucci Wally tricks be that 1990 jump. Don't treat me like a queen, don't treat me like a punk, cause I'm an educated superman, you waiting for the dumb. Showing me tricks but you do it all wrong. Princess of the posse, over center shine. You be acting flossy but you ain't my Conway. He wanna understand my mind, but you better give him time, cause he wanna live all of my time right, because you knew I was a dime right. And no, it's not another line right, I bet you wrote that from behind right. And no, you saw me from afar, baby, and you just knew I was a star, baby. You wanna show me who you are, baby, wait before you buy out the ball, baby. Slow your roll, steal out, hold. Put them sacks away, not into bankrolls. And I know deep down that they really ain't yours, cause you rented them shit up on 125. You can take me out to eat, just don't take me by the arm. I promise not to make it rain if you don't ring the alarm. Steady with that push dog, but he down me no harm. Be easy on the chum, cause I could write a book on humping around with a map inside pointing towards downtown. And I bet you couldn't find it even if you found DJ Wonder the conductor pointing straight. Found DJ Wonder the conductor pointing straight. Found DJ Wonder the conductor pointing straight. Found DJ Wonder the conductor pointing straight home now. Take me on a ride in your Escalade and save me with all of the plans that you made. And promise me fantasies all hoes great, but surely pimps great and by the best play.
Wop, don't be licking. Where your boyfriend stuck his dick in. Your motherfucking chicken, the clock's ticking. So get your man out the way. Then you got to dish about 3 times a day. Hey, scrub it. If you want me to suck it, I'll put the sweet and sour sauce on your chicken nugget and you loved it. But bust it, do me a favor. Let some live niggas put you up on the flavor.
Listen here, baby doll. Who you think you're talking to? This ain't every day and yo, I damn sure got no love for you. I hate it when a bitch talks shit and try to run that myth about fat niggas having little dicks.
No.
It's the God Fat Joe, you know my stilo. Gas that ass up and have been transporting kilos. For real, oh. Bitch, I stand on solid ground and if you put me on quicksand, I still won't go down.
I'm
Leah Millionaire. Oh, wait.
I'm Angela.
No, you go first.
No, you go second.
Oh, shit. I'm Leah Millionaire.
Leah Millionaire.
Love her.
Red Cafe.
Shake down. I'm over here. I'm getting the game from the ladies right now. They give me the game up. Damn.
I'm sticking beige on you, and she's going to get you to give it up.
Man.
And she ain't gonna give
me shit. I
gotta
keep my shades on.
He doesn't want to take his shades off. I want to see his eyes.
I want to see him too.
And Letha lips his hair.
Yes, I'm here. Nope. Kiss of death.
Yeah, so I hear. Can I just read you guys what Letha lips, what it says on her Twitter page?
Bumble is
her description.
Uh-oh.
You want to know who
Make
Letha
sure
lips
you read
is?
It properly.
The original deep throat diva.
Wow.
Miss World Star Hip Hop. Sub-Zero DVD Porn Princess. Superhead Killer. Dick Demolisher.
Damn.
Something Strange for Change activist. How did you get so good at sucking dick?
I read.
Really? That's what you do? You read about
it? I read. I concentrate. No, seriously. Like I actually know a lot about the male anatomy
So that's the reason why I'm so good at what I do. That's
they like fingers in their biology. Asses, right? Huh? Lethal?
What'd you say?
What biology.
Yeah. They like fingers in their asses, right?
I mean, everybody likes a finger in their ass, but now nobody want to tell you.
Now with those nails you got.
First of all, my nails go in pussy, too. So don't not get pussy. Yes, they do. They rounded off at the edges.
No, oh, hell no.
I can see them in a pussy, but in an ass? I
absolutely
don't know.
Not.
No, if I have to put it in the ass, I use my knuckles.
That would scratch me right up.
Yeah.
Yo, Chris, thanks.
What? No, I'm just saying, I haven't done that in a while. Like, you know, it takes a while for people to open up. But
literally,
pause. Open up literally. Yeah.
Okay, no, but as far as like the, come on, like
I want to hear,
like
about
you
the
know
anatomy.
What, like the anatomy, like there are nerve endings in certain places, and there are more wow. in certain places,
like under the ridge. They say
there's one right
nerve.
Under the hood.
Damn,
not the hood, right. I call it the helmet,
right,
like, right there, booyah, right. And then like I know
the frenulum,
like,
I believe is the proper term.
I actually give guys like and females tips on my page. Sometimes I feel like really, really going in, and right. I give it out. Like
someone's gonna overcome the master.
You gotta put that in a book, honey.
See, like, now I want to yeah. test it out.
Oh no,
and
no,
stuff,
guess what? Everybody's not following me yet, so it's gonna still go in the book, and they still gonna buy it because this shit is interesting.
All right, so wait, tell me some of the things.
The taint.
Oh yeah, the taint.
Oh right,
the taint,
right. Yeah.
The area.
She goes
below
the
shaft. And above the ass, that 1-inch area without hair, like if you put apply pressure on the taint, when he's about to like nut, it's gonna make the nut a little bit stronger and longer. Okay. I say, oh my God.
Oh, it's a big old party now, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get creative on it. Like a lot of people, they like, they say that, like, you know, I ain't that cute. I don't give a fuck. Like, bitches, you still worried about your stomach and your motherfucking your face and your makeup. Nobody gives a fuck about all of that. Like, when you're going in, go all in. Like, get active and stuff. Like,
I'm about to go home and eat some ice cream
like
after
that.
This.
I'm definitely playing on my side.
I'm so serious. Like, the deep throat, we're gonna talk about that later, but.
No, talk about it now.
What you want to know about the deep throat? Like, okay, that point right there that it reaches, mm-hmm. and you think it can't go any further, it actually can. It, like, you actually have to push past it. It's like a uh-huh. hymen. Keep pushing.
In your right. throat. It's a hymen
dead
in
ass.
Your throat.
I've, this is a yeah. lot of information.
It's like,
yeah,
and, like, the best part like about wall, it is, like, as soon as you push past that, like, the saliva starts, like, coming out of your wow. mouth, so it gets
that
real
called
super
it's like the vomit saliva right before you
no I mean there's no bile in it, you know what I'm saying, like it's just straight saliva, and your eyes start start looking interesting, you yeah. feel me, get the mascara running, you know, hit the tooth or something, make the shit look interesting. Nobody wow. gives a fuck about being cute when you're sucking a dick, like I definitely hell don't
no. I care,
I don't, and that's that's
the guy definitely doesn't care. That's
he
for sure.
Guys, don't.
Is that true, Red Cafe? If a girl
this is fucking amazing. By the way,
you don't care what she looks like
nope.
while she's
fuck
doing
fuck no. If she's doing
especially
a great
turn
job,
turn off the light.
Oh, Sarah J's like, I have to say something.
Like, I told her. I said, if a nigga could think while you're sucking his dick, then you're not doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. If she's doing a good job. Like she's doing a good job
that
at that
to
particular
know his name.
Time. Beige, I think you might get the security code.
Who, me?
At that particular time.
She's not
at that particular
if
time.
If I gotta do all that, I don't need a security code, baby.
Well, you won't get it.
Yeah,
I promise.
That's all right.
I can promise you won't get it.
Keep it pushing.
No. If you can get that, if
it
you
ain't
can get
no
that
limit
bile,
on it, you know,
if you can
you
get
sure?
that bile to
that's
come
okay.
Up.
So a lot of niggas, we ain't got no limit on it.
This is all like right. a mating ritual here, by the way. Because yeah. men like a challenge. Red Cafe is feeling challenged.
It totally. I mean, I can sense it. Like, it's,
first
yeah.
of all, like this, like you don't. People don't understand this. This is like a power trip. When I suck a dick, I know I'm in control. I am the queen. You understand? I rule my motherfucking the room. I rule that shit. Like, wow. you feel what I'm saying wow. to you?
Tell
you are in my hands. You are. You are at that moment. At that moment, you're my bitch.
Let me see your IDs.
Why?
You guys good? Okay, all right, now. She's good. That's her ID right there.
You want to see my ID?
That's her ID right there.
That's
her ID. There you go. What else?
It's seriously a moment of power.
Damn. All right.
Wow. We're going to have to do some mic sharing in a minute.
All right.
Red Cafe,
we could definitely do some mic sharing. There's enough ladies in here for us to do some mic sharing.
Who do you want on your mic, Red Cafe?
I mean, after, well, shit. Okay. Hey, go ahead, grab my mic.
Hey, Bo.
Said after all that.
No, because we are going to, we got Sarah J here. Melanie Monroe is back again. Hey.
Oh, that didn't meet the
Cinnamon
name.
Love.
Hi, Bo. Hi, I'm Melanie Monroe.
What's your name?
Nice try. Sarah J. Sarah,
she loves Sarah black J. cock.
Yes, she does.
I do my research on her. I love this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Beige can share.
Hi, Melanie.
Me and Beige can share.
What's your name?
Sarah, you need to be on the mic.
Melanie,
you
know what I mean?
Sarah,
yes.
I'm right here.
What's your name?
I can stand over there, Angela, if you want.
All right, now we just and what's your name?
You want to sit on my lap?
Sarah. All right, can you guys stop making out? We're going to play some music and come back and regroup. 888-SHAY-45.
Yeah. What else? Shake down. No witnesses.
Oh, all right, shit. All right. This is it, what? Them dollars falling from the sky, let's get rich, what? Gonna get this money before I die, can't quit, what? Now pop the rose, hit the kush, let's get lit, what? Introducing coconuts and rock with no juicing. Trying to steal my style, be like boosting. I be deucing on bum bitches talking loosing. You ain't hurting me, baby. I just hate a nuisance.
It's about that time now. I'm looking at my autumn. Or shorty, it's now or never. See, tomorrow I ain't calling you. I don't give a fuck how many athletes stalking you. I'm that nigga with the certified sticker. Dynamic uno, dynamic duo. We be the dream team. Y'all still in Juco. It's all.
And Loso, I'm only claiming one son. That's Prince Joso. The rest you niggas I be sunning with the flow. So I'm guessing ain't no need for me to go to Maury Poe. Split your shit to the white nigga Oreo. My shorty blow, call a detonator. She call me funeral, she think I'm a detonator. My money too heavy to play around with you featherweights. And y'all ain't doing good enough, I need some better hate.
Yeah, East Coast killer bitch, pull a Kush burner. Suicide doors on that double R swerver. Wave so sick, I'm like a Malibu surfer. Pimp game, easy middle name.
This is it, what? Them dollars falling from the sky, let's get rich, what? Gonna get this money before I die, I can't quit, what? Now pop the rolls, hit the kush, let's get lit, what?
Yeah, and now tune in to Shay 45.
Ooh, bitch, you got some bomb ass pussy.
Now if I fuck your bitch, what a nigga. Now if I fuck your bitch, what a nigga. Now if I fuck your bitch, what a nigga trip. Did you know your hoes going round blowing niggas dicks? Now would you trip? Now trip or can I go back to when me and Daz was chilling in Atlanta? Atlanta was the place to be. See, it was bitches. Shit, we had a show to go do that. Freaking we had a bitch that was all up on our dicks. Cause she knew about the homie and she knew about the dick. I'm corrupt and that's that nigga Daz. And that's the homie L, so what's popping with the ass?
That's some bum ass pussy.
Bitch, you got some bum ass pussy.
That.
Shit, you got some
bomb ass pussy. My homeboy told me, he said you got some bomb. Oh shit, you got some bomb ass pussy. Don't think I know you got the bomb. Yeah, I smell it. Can I inhale it? Let you tell it. I know you got some bomb.
You know sometimes the pussy gets to calling my name, and the pussy be like, damn. And I'm smart.
Shay 45, I'm Angela Yee.
Wait, you trying to kick me off in there?
Oh. Leah, you there?
Yeah, Leah, Millie.
It's got crazy in here. It's like a party. Okay, so right.
All right.
I think we just finished a whole magnum of Belvedere in the past.
What?
In the past 5 minutes. I'm sorry, but we did.
Ciroc, you said? Ciroc, boys.
Redberry in the house. Yeah.
There you
Ken
go.
Rock is here. Red All Cafe right. is here. Now, let me tell
Shake
you.
Down.
Everybody's in here. My girl Beige is here. And I'm going to finish this book, like, this weekend.
All right.
I need some education.
Actually, you'll probably finish it in a day.
On
Most
the plane.
People do.
On the plane.
Yeah. Plane is good. Train is good.
Is that good?
It is. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I haven't had any complaints.
Oh,
if I had any haters, it's just because of the title, you know? But
right.
People love controversy. Once you read it, it's some
it's not what
stuff.
You. It's not what you think.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it like
I think it's going to be a good book.
Like really a good
I want to read
guy?
It.
Is it a what?
Is it really like a gold digger's guy's or like a fictional like?
No, 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 nothing fictional.
Do you believe the words that are coming out of how to
manual? It's a definitely how to manual. 116 lessons.
All right, well, listen. Melanie Monroe is here. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
Hey, Mel. Lethal Lips is here.
Oh, I'm here, right here. We're crushing.
Yeah, they're sharing a chair, okay? Yeah. And I think she likes you.
I don't mind being on bottom.
Okay. Sarah J is here. People are waiting for you tonight, Miss Sarah J.
I'm here, mama.
How do y'all walk down the street dressed like that? Cinnamon Love is here also.
What's up, what's up?
Yeah.
These are all my homies. But y'all dress so...
provocative.
Yeah.
You should have
seen an agenda.
God, I need to start like...
Yeah. We have an agenda.
Yeah, we have a social calendar.
What's the agenda? What's the agenda this evening?
They're like a group. They're like...
I feel bad for Red Cafe. He's the only guy here.
Don't feel bad for me.
Well, you know, Angela, you know, I love you, and we always got to tell you some dirty shit when we come up here. But Sarah and I are actually sharing a room this trip.
Oh, it's dirty up in there.
And we...
It smells like sex.
It does, actually. No, well, I've been sharing with her a lot of my favorite New Yorkinas since we've been here.
Oh, you guys have been having threesomes in the room?
We've been having threesomes and foursomes. A lot of threesomes and some foursomes.
And some foursomes.
Are you kidding me?
In fact, I had one of my favorite dicks bring like a civilian girl, and it was the most hilarious shit ever because...
No, it was good.
No, it was the best shit. Let me tell you the story. Okay, so he's fucking her. Like, I got my legs spread, and he had her laid out in between my legs, and he was fucking her, and he's like looking me in the eyes, and he was like whispering "I love you" while he's fucking her. And then at one point she was like, she was trying to have it be done so that she could have him all to himself. She was really hogging the dick is what was happening.
She's like, "You gonna come with me, baby?"
She goes, you gonna come with me? He goes, "Nope." So I had to look at her. I was like, I was stroking her hair, and I told her, I said, "No, baby, he has more pussy to fuck." And the next thing we know, she got sent upstairs to the bedroom to go take a nap. It was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
Oh, I got some dick calling that we had earlier. Oh, yeah. Yum. Sorry.
Oh, so hogging a dick.
Hogging a dick. Nice. How are you going to hog a dick? It's a foursome and you go hog the dick.
And then Red Cafe came here right after that.
Wow. No, I just got to New York. I missed out on a lot of it. I just got here.
No, we tried. Melanie's been running scared from us all week. Like,
now she hears what adventures we've been having and she wants in.
Yeah, for sure. I'm ready.
All right, now listen. Now, this is an interesting... I'm gonna read you something else from this gold digger's guide that Beige wrote, and I want to get your opinion. All right?
Okay.
Because this is hard. How to delay sex? Right. This is an important thing because.
Stop sucking.
But I think we need to let the people know. Stop there's sucking. New people in the building. There's new people, new listeners. Let them know what.
The Beige's book is called The Gold Digger's Guide: How to Get What You Want Without Giving It Up.
Right.
Nice.
Now for you.
Is anybody into not giving it up?
Hell no.
Right. Okay.
Not in this room.
All right. So let's carry on.
No, I think that. No, we can carry on. I think for me personally, like, I really love sex. I realize that there are some advantages to not giving it up, but I want to have a good time too. So you know, I can't have a good time if I'm not giving it up.
You do porn too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
No, I personally I enjoy giving it up, and that's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You've been hanging out with the white girls and you've been hanging out with the black men.
Yeah.
Because y'all.
Yeah.
She got
that. Yeah.
And I'm just confused.
Are they working?
Yeah, you know where I am.
No, it's working. We can hear you, baby.
I'm in the darkest place possible. Always.
Beige, her headphones aren't working. She can't hear a damn thing.
No, we can hear you in the mic, though, Beige.
Is that better?
Yep.
Can you hear yourself?
No, well, I mean, I think there's definitely some validity for some people to not give it up. But I think that, you know, sex is supposed to be good and it's supposed to be an enjoyable. And personally, I
agree, but not in exchange for money.
Why not?
We mean, why not? That's like, that puts a lot of mileage on your pussy.
Not necessarily.
Everybody ain't got no fucking money.
That's true. But I think
first of all, we need to talk about
the beautiful thing. But
how about that?
You kind of cheapen yourself.
Prices,
yeah, but you kind of cheapen yourself when you spread it all around.
I disagree because
this is a matter of two different opinions.
No, but
opinions,
I mean,
really.
I disagree because I think that most women, even if they're not getting paid for sex, mm-hmm. they're still charging for sex in some way, shape, or form anyway.
Totally.
Because if you're going out with a guy and making him pay for dinner and he's buying you jewelry and he's buying you shoes and he's spending money on you, he's still spending money on you. And personally, I personally would rather he give me the money and then I could do what I want with the money than have him decide how he's going to spend my money.
And that's
on me.
Very possible without you having sex with him. In my experience, like,
she likes
the
having
girls
sex.
Who got the sex most, with
the girls who got the most are the girls who didn't give it up.
I don't know. I had a guy for who was a he was a portfolio manager here in New York who gave me like $3,500 a month for 5 years plus a $10,000 bonus every Christmas, every holiday that he couldn't spend with me because he was with his wife. He gave me something from Tiffany's. And every time we got into an argument because he wanted me to be the jealous girlfriend and I couldn't be that, I got something from Tiffany's. And he also, like, back when E-Trade was like really, really popular, he put a bunch of money into an E-Trade account for me and he bought me some stocks. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot.
So
from him.
And what's your name? And what's your name?
That's Cinnamon Love.
My name
is Cinnamon Love.
Cinnamon.
I believe in giving up pussy.
She must be very, very talented.
No, my pussy spits out gold. So
stocks in what company?
He bought me a lot of Apple stocks. He bought me a lot of stocks in Apple. He also bought me a lot of because he's a portfolio manager and he was actually a go-to guy. Black Enterprise used to run stories on him all the time, but he would actually buy me, like, he believed in using utilities and purchasing utilities and bank stocks. Because
how much are those Apple stocks worth today?
I'd rather not give you that information because the IRS is like, you know, constantly in somebody's pocket, and the minute you start spitting figures out on, you know, the airwaves, then you're opening yourself up that way.
So, well, Beige, what's the most you ever got from somebody that you didn't sleep with, Beige?
That's a bad thing.
I hate going into numbers because it seems so shallow, but
you asked me numbers though.
Yeah, and you didn't answer.
Right, but you're giving me
on the first day. No, I'm not finished talking.
Okay. On the first day,
$20,000. And I only seen him one time. And that's...
$20,000.
$20,000.
We don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me, babe.
Fuck. I mean, some girls want to fuck. Like, why would you not fuck the guy? Sarah, don't you want to fuck? That's what I don't get.
Fuck the guy?
I don't understand this.
But don't you want to get laid sometimes?
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes.
Like,
but I don't know.
Wait, one person at a time.
Do you think that takes your power away? What? Like, if you get a pussy up, it takes your power away?
Hell yeah.
But that mean the pussy ain't good?
Hell no, it don't.
Every day I'm getting money. If the pussy good, then every day I'm spending money.
You'd be broke real niggas quick every day you spending money on pussy.
But you know what? I just think that, and I mean, I know you have your experience, I have mine, and personally, I enjoy sex. I think that sex is an amazing thing. Like, I'm not doing it just because of the money. I have sex because I love having sex. I have, you know, my man and I live together and I fuck him at least 3 times a day because I enjoy having sex.
So you do porn and you have a man?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's nothing, I mean, because I know the difference between sex and love. Sex and love
are not one
and
the same. And she can hold a conversation.
Sex and love are not one and the same, and it's not, you know, you don't have to fuck somebody because you love them, and you don't have to love somebody because you fuck them. So I, you know, I definitely believe in, I make sure, and my man is cool with what I do because he knows that at the end of the night, I'm making him dinner and I'm making him breakfast in the morning when he gets in from work at 4:30 in the morning.
If I was a man,
and I'm washing his clothes. But you're not a man.
Exactly. What kind of man?
But you're not a man. Let me ask Red Cafe.
Would you have your girl?
If your girl,
ask Red Cafe. Go.
Because he's a man.
Your girl.
No, but it's not about. But you have to wait. I have to
hear his answer.
I have to ask you to use a different phrase because it's not about having your girl do something. It's about what your girl chooses to do. There's a difference.
Okay. So Red Cafe,
we can phrase it that way.
One second, guys. Red Cafe, if your girl was a porn star, is that okay? She comes home and takes care of you and does everything for you, or is that a hell no?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what it was, then that's what it is.
Right.
So you would.
I'm just a different guy. But if that's what it was, then that's what it is. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just, but I'm the nigga that go out and get
somebody.
Money.
Right.
Especially
if they were
already
doing it.
Absolutely.
They were already doing it when you met them.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then that's, I'm riding with
because,
it. Because
it's just like there's a million basketball wives who know that their man is fucking bitches on the side, but yet they choose to be with him anyway because what they have is what they have. have, and what they have with somebody else is what they have with somebody else. Like, I don't really give a fuck. Like, my man, I tell him all the time, you can fuck any bitch you want.
Gold digging.
You can have any bitch you want as long as you fuck her once or you bring her home. If you're trying to fuck her more than once, then that means you're trying to have a
That's
relationship.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not looking
Absolutely.
For him to have a relationship with somebody else.
No relationships.
And he feels the same
don't
way about me.
Don't exchange no motherfucking numbers.
Right.
None exactly. of that, and it's all good. You, you keep it spinning. Everybody happy.
Like, Mr. Red.
Yeah, I
Mr.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
So you telling me
is this mic on?
Your woman, you'd be okay with your woman fucking other men?
I mean, if she was bringing home the bread and I'm just chilling.
No one
you creamy bitches
rolling.
Sucking your dick all day, all night.
Right.
No wonder you single.
You said, what you say it again?
I said, no wonder you single.
I'm pretty sure that Cafe is single because he want to be single.
Yeah. No, that's not
like
what
the
he
rest
said
of us single motherfuckers. Yo, no, can you please like, let them know what's really going on?
Hell
nah. I mean, but it's a difference of opinion. I mean, I understand it's a difference of opinion. I mean, I've met a lot of women in my lifetime, in my career, that they make their living by not giving up the pussy. I make my living by giving up the pussy. And I think that the difference is that
the amount of fun it's had.
No.
Had.
You know what?
Because we make money and have fun. Where
I'm going to intersect
like,
on that. It's the most unconventional relationships like, that actually time. Work. Yeah. Everybody that's trying to live up to like
no
industry standard,
it's no
their relationships do not work because you're living up to a dream that does not matter.
I mean, you don't because I'm not gonna stop being who I am just because I'm in a relationship with somebody. It's like, you know, and at the end of the day, my work doesn't make me who I am. Like, who I am and what I do is not synonymous with one
she
another.
Can articulate a sentence.
You know, I get up every morning and I see the kids off to school and I do the PTA meetings and I check homework and I get in their ass when they like, you know, try to skip school because I'm out of town and they I cook the fuck out of a gourmet meal. You know what I'm saying? My lobster lasagna is infamous around
Give me
Brooklyn.
A five, bitch.
And you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day But at the end of the day,
no,
I know that I'm gonna fuck the shit out of my man, and then I'm gonna go to work, and I might, you know what I'm saying, whether I'm fucking Shane Diesel or somebody else's man, I'm gonna do what I got. I'm gonna do what I
Beige.
Got.
And Beige, you're not gonna fuck the shit out of your man, Beige.
I'm single, honey. I'm single for a reason.
What's your reason?
You're a virgin.
No, I'm definitely not a virgin. Actually, I'm a very sexual person, but it's been a while because I don't see no man up to my standards.
Right.
So what's your standard? Tell me.
Because you
I know everybody
niggas.
Hates on
like, because
all
because like you're a pretty woman, by the way.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yeah, I'd fuck.
I'd
fuck.
Your face is amazing. Excuse you. Protein packs, nigga. Right. Like, what's wrong with you?
You're crazy.
You're pretty articulate when you speak.
Yeah.
I could see a nigga falling for you. You know what I mean? Not Red Cafe. But
yeah, of course not Red Cafe.
I mean, but I can see a nigga falling for you and shit like that. But
no, but I just have a lot going on.
I wish I got the you got to put the cameras on the nigga.
But
I have a lot going on, honey, between my family and my career. And
your family. Your family.
My family don't even know I do porn.
Your family. How old are you? You mind me asking? 26.
Yeah.
So your family meaning what? Damn, nigga.
My family meaning my family. I have a
I thought
big
you was
family.
Can
between...
I have a drink? I'm making sure she eyes, son. As you should. Yo, niggas is securing they niggas is securing their evenings.
Wait. Pause for 1 second. Leave the lips.
You said you don't.
Leave the lips. You said your family doesn't know you do porn.
Hell no, they don't know I do porn.
What? How does that happen?
They
know?
Because they're Shiloh Christians.
Oh. So they don't go on World Star.
They don't go on the internet.
My family doesn't even like. Nah. Like my when I go there, I go with button ups and slacks.
What do they think that you do for a living?
I own a salon, and I still own a salon. And I do hair and nails, and I went to art school, so like that explains the. You know, the everything.
Right.
The creativity.
What do you think they
would
do if
thing,
they found out?
What's the thing
out?
That you said that's
they,
said about
My family, because of the type of way, the way that my family is, they'll bury it and they won't say anything about it.
Hmm.
You feel me? Right. And they'll still say that I'm doing
it. Is that hard for you to keep that a secret? Like, do you.
No, I really don't care. Like, I'm educated. That's the difference. Like, I went to college. I went to two colleges. It
but
doesn't
I mean, to
matter.
Hide stuff from your family, does it, you know?
It's not that I hide. They're not going to ask. Like, come on, man.
Like, are you doing porn now, too?
No, I have a cousin who knows and she won't say anything to anyone in my family.
Right.
Seriously.
See, my whole family knows. My whole family knows. They're like, but then again, like, I mean, I've been doing porn for 17 years. So, you know, and I've done everything from direct to perform. So it's like, and I
I've told my family like right off the cuff, because I knew that, like, I knew my dad got magazines in the mail. So like my first 3 months in, right before my first Hustler magazine came out, I told my parents that I was doing porn because I didn't want my dad to accidentally come across a layout. And after that, like, my dad canceled all his magazine subscriptions.
Wow. My family doesn't do that. Yeah, you understand? I come from, they don't even wear, I'm the only one that wears a weave. Nobody wears jewelry. Like, they don't even wear jewelry like that in my family. Like, they're really Shiloh Christians, but the women don't even wear pants. That's like, how serious
damn.
My family
I'm like
is.
I'm in between you guys, because my parents, they know.
Sarah.
We don't talk, my parents, they Nobody know, but we don't talk about it.
Safe.
Yeah, we call it meetings when I do shoots. they know it. They know my shoots are meetings and my meetings are shoots,
are you
but
Jewish?
It's all the same. No, I'm what not. I'm not nothing. I'm agnostic.
I'm not nothing. I'm not nothing.
Yeah, we're from Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
You know, we don't need to talk about it.
My mom's
necessary.
A Methodist minister,
it's
so it's
all.
Like. But Sarah J, you're pretty, you know, pop. You're pretty popping.
Popping.
There's no way you're.
Yeah. No. They know that I do something like adult related, and they don't need to investigate. They don't want to see their baby fucking.
Are they okay with
you
fucking all
your
these black guys?
They tell you know what they tell me. They say you're sweet, you're kind, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, and you're the same person. You always
aww,
been.
Oh, yeah.
She got the two finger.
You know what
I'm saying? Brian Pumper, eat your heart out, motherfucker.
Oh, that's because the right hand. Well, respect, yes. Okay? But no, my family, you know, they're really cool with what I do. And they're like, you know, as long as you stay the same and you're down to earth and regular
and you
normal,
don't change who you are.
And you don't change who you are. And, you know, you provide and you got your priorities in order. Who cares?
What about you, Melanie Monroe? Does your family know what you do?
Yeah, I mean, my little sister, I didn't really tell my little sister. She's sturdy, you know. But my mom knows, and she's cool. I send them money. They're happy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I send them money. They're happy.
I've been in it a year and a half. Almost. I came out of retail management. It did management for like 10 years. Yes. And then I moved to Miami.
What's more lucrative for you?
Oh, I'm banking now. It's good. I'm happy. Yeah.
Banking.
Yeah.
Living comfortable.
My mom is good in Texas. My little sister's really good.
I support my parents, too. Yeah. My parents actually moved into my house.
I support my little brother.
Well, I'm sure everybody in here makes more money than we do at Sirius. So,
you know, I'm saying, you was buying them shoes the other day. I watch your timeline, Ma. Like, who paid for them shoes?
For sure. Your brother bought them shoes.
Like, I see she was in a store. She was shopping. She picked the shoes. I was like, okay. Was they Chanel?
Yeah, the only person that tricks on me is my brother.
I trick on my little brother all day, every day. That's my friend on
my
Twitter.
My brother, I feel like I need. I mean, I live comfortably, but I feel like I need to get a raise right now because my oldest daughter just started college like last month.
How
and
old
I'm
are
like,
you?
God damn, books are expensive.
I feel like I need to get a raise because of all these people stealing porn. Y'all stop stealing porn off these pirated sites, please, because we need to get paid.
Let me tell you about the pirated porn. So I come home the other day, and you know my man left to go to work, and I get on my computer, and you know I like you know for whatever reason I was looking at the history on the computer. Why was my man watching pirated porn on fucking
sites? It's terrible.
I called Sarah.
I was looking at big girl porn.
But was he paying for it?
Like,
who cares? Like, was he paying for it?
That's what I was saying.
Because we need to get paid.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I called Sarah. I was like, I don't know whether I should be more mad because he's looking at other porn stars on the fucking tube sites, or if I should be mad.
I told her straight up those tube sites.
Yeah, I was like, or if I should be mad because he's looking at he's downloading free porn, which
is
taking money out of our
pocket.
Red Cafe, nobody pays for porn anymore. What are you looking at?
It's so terrible.
Hold on. Everybody, Sarah, you know this, right? Go ahead, Red.
What the fuck?
No, but guess what? When my site drops at the end of this, like, let me see, in November, December, November, it's going to be like an album drop because everybody, like, they've been holding out for my fucking scenes to come out, and I go hard. I'm like a Russian white bitch in a black
body. A Russian white bitch.
Dead ass.
But wait, so Red Cafe, do you pay for porn?
More Ciroc. More Ciroc.
Please.
Are you downloaded free? Be for real.
I'm kind of a novice. I'm trying to
We can change that.
Can you give him some recommendations?
There's four of us in here. We're not busy later.
I like change.
What are you into?
Change is good.
What are you into, Red Cafe?
Change is good.
I see Beige getting ready to say something.
All the porn stars are taking notes, by the way.
I'm listening.
Don't listen.
What are you into?
Yeah, what are you into?
Be for real.
I want to have a good time, man.
Stop being
do you like black chicks? You like white chicks? You like big asses and big titties? Like, you like lots of chicks? You like gangbangs?
I like both.
I need something secretive. Like, what's your secret? Like, what you like that nobody
secret?
Knows
you want
yet?
Me to
like,
tell my secret on Sirius you Satellite you, Radio on Lip Service with Angela Yee?
Yeah. You can whisper in my ear. Here,
Leah, you're quiet over there.
I know. I am. I'm being quiet. I'm listening to everything. It's interesting.
I mean, what do you in my ear? Tell me what you like. Tell me what you like.
Red Cafe.
I won't even tell.
She was a fucking lie. You better tell.
Like, when you go on the porn crazy. Sites, what do you type in? You know, there's a little bot you type it in.
He said he likes to make bitches
I like
bleed.
Watching squirters. I'm not going to lie.
Do you?
Okay, love watching
okay,
squirters.
Okay, we can. You know what?
Love it. I think it's amazing.
This afternoon.
She's pulling out
a attention, please.
Let's just say, okay, so Red Cafe just whispered a little something in my ear. So what is it he like? And let's just say he would definitely like a Cinnamon Love video because what he's into,
oh my
Cinnamon
God.
Love is definitely into.
What is, no, we need to know.
Can that's you show Red Cafe that, please? 888-845.
Oh, yeah, that was,
no, what?
Oh, wait, let me tell, okay, that was earlier.
Whose
that was,
hand is, whose
that was
hand
my,
is
that was my ex somebody who actually ex just texted me. He just texted me and told me to tell, he told me to tell you, Angela, yeah. that he listens to you all the time and he, you know, he
yo,
loves
what
you.
Is this nigga Holla. Into? What you like? What are your Cinnamon Love videos?
Cinnamon.
I'm 2G, that's Gucci. I'm bossed up, they washed up. Ay, day that kush I cough up. Buy all cash, we don't rent out. I'm ill, swag in the penthouse. Been a convict, ask Akon. Had blocks locked, ask Avon. That's real talk, what's up B-Mo? Bad boy, got Diddy on the T-Mo. I'm ill, make it look simple. DJ, bring it back like a rental. Drinks don't stop, we party all night. And anywhere I go, I let it go like I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, ra, ra. I'm ill.
Girl face in my lap, head hunter, red hummer, hot summer, come get it, no runner. Straight stunting, green lamb, tech gun. Straight stunting, green lamb, tech gun. Straight stunting, green lamb, tech gun. Straight stunting, green lamb, tech under. Girl face in my lap, head hunter, red hummer, hot summer, come get it. No fronter, blow numbers, one pivot. Spin around them other girls, I'm done with it. Done playing them games, I done did it. Christine, Angie, or Olivia. Neva, not Wayne, girl, Bolivia. Greece, Spain, one from Bolivia. No questions, I don't like trivia. Or a damn test, hate when they quizzing ya. At home, they treat you like a visitor. But I put you around my perimeter. In a few years, we'll see the minister. Black card, my God, so sinister. C killer, B miller, no limit. Word, baby. So exotic. Man. Used to be inseparable till I knocked it. Man. I dig of a lawsuit, you see rocking. Uh-huh. Flat stomach, all but she truly got it. Hand in my nudie pockets. What's popping? Let's shut down Short Hills Mall like what's shopping. Deeper than the pitfall, you come constant. Fist a game with the tip off. I'm John Stockton. Yes, I pass for you to score. My classy Mia Moore, her ass in CDR. Uh-huh. Champagne splashing, see it pour. What you have, I need it more. Pack your bags, we need them all.
Girls respect it, show the world the seconds. Nut on your chest, what I call a pearl necklace. No pet kiss under her fur naked. Hurting them off, you a car and I'm your ex.
I'm Leah Millionaire.
And by the way, she's no longer doing her sex fast. Her and Sarah J just made out in the corner.
That doesn't count.
She said it was with men. I was just trying to help.
We had a little session. Are you kidding me?
Red Cafe is here. Black DJ would have got it.
All right. Wow, there it goes. Going down again.
Red Cafe is here. And guess what? Guess what your shit is now called? The Shook Down.
Because
he's shook in here.
Somebody told me some shit in the bathroom.
Who? What? Lethal Lips.
Everybody,
what happened?
Trying to be real nice right now.
What?
Ain't nobody really telling their feelings right now.
Money, Money, Money is on iTunes right now. And, you know.
Cafe says something.
I'm so horny.
Sorry.
You can go ahead and get that Money, Money, Money for 99 cents.
Beige, get that Money, 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 girl.
Beige book is in stores right now. Beige book is in stores right now and online. Where is it at, Beige?
GoldDiggersGuide.com and in your local Barnes & Noble.
Right, go get that, you know, for all the up-and-coming gold diggers.
Wait, I just dropped Sarah J and Heat last week. It's my new DVD.
Sarah J and Heat?
Preach, baby.
Fuck that. I'm dropping Lethal Lips in the hood.
And they say in the motherfucking South Side
in Queens, South Jamaica, Queens. You feel me? I'm there all day, every day. Or you can find me on motherfucking Twitter.
And make sure for her fucking nails.
And make sure while you're at it, you hop on either Amazon.com or hop into Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, especially here in New York. Go over to the Museum of Sex. You can pick up Hoes, Hookers, Call Girls, and Rent Boys, which is an anthology that I was publishing last year. And make sure you go over to CinnamonLove.com where you know we get to end.
Yeah, hold on. What's a rent boy?
Wow. A rent boy is a male hooker.
A male hooker.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you have to do to become a male hooker?
Usually
fuck people for money.
Fuck people
for
money.
Sell your ass on the corner.
Henrock, you hear that?
No. Sarah J.
Henrock is in here.
Lethal Lips, what you got?
Do you follow me on Twitter?
Her nickname Head Rock sounds so
Lisa Lips is trying
hey, to yo. Her song. Hey, like I said, money is on iTunes right now. Hey, yo. Wow.
And make sure you look out for MissMelanieMiles.com.
Okay. Niggas business is in the street.
I haven't given up the date yet, but when the date comes out for the website, like it's dropping so crazy. It's so...
But we're not having sex on it, Lethal Lips.
You know, fists in the ass, all types of bullshit.
You said what in the ass?
Fists in the ass?
Wait.
I'm a Russian bitch in a black girl's body.
Oh. Wait, you like taking fists in your ass?
I like fists everywhere.
Can I get your number?
Wow.
Can I get your number?
Do you like giving fists in the ass? Because Sin might be interested in if you get...
But wait, Lethal Lips, how do you...
in the ass?
How do you get your asshole that wide?
I can't even take a finger.
I don't even take it in the ass. I like it. Just because you really, really like something doesn't mean you let everybody do it to you.
Right.
I really, really do appreciate it. Like that's a permanent, like that's a guaranteed nut for me.
Wow, a fist in your ass?
No, like a dick in my ass is a.
I know people like that. I know girls who really like that.
With the fisting and shit like that. First of all, I don't even allow everybody to put their dick in my ass.
You can't just allow everyone to do that, Lethal Lips.
Like, you know,
I mean,
it's like a VIP pass, right?
I don't know about that. You put it in the booty, you know, you made it.
Have you ever had a dick that was too big to fit in your ass?
Because y'all get mad.
Never. I don't know. Like, I have this thing against losing. Like, I don't like being a loser.
Oh, you.
Like
so you'll take
challenge.
The pain.
If I have to pop a blue dolphin or something, like I'm finna take it.
Until you like a challenge, Mom.
Yeah, I know. I have to. Like,
have you ever had a dick that was too small in your ass that you didn't?
No, that's the beautiful thing about the butthole.
Fuck you, won't challenge.
That's the beautiful thing about the butthole. I don't give a fuck. It could be a pinky. It's finna do damage in the butthole.
See, I don't know. See, I got a really big ass, so if the dick is too small, it can't even get past my butt cheeks.
Nah, I should spread.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a problem.
That's a problem.
How about you show us?
Beige can't handle this.
Yeah, all right, I'm done with this 90 day thing. This is ridiculous.
Your 90
I'm gonna
day
like go God. Have a like gangbang later or something.
What's up?
Right,
no, this
what's
is ridiculous. I can't
round
do this to myself. Why am I torturing myself like this?
So at the beginning of the show, I tweeted out that Leah was going on a 90-day sex fast.
And by the end of the show, it's over. She's having a gangbang.
She's having a 90-man gangbang.
You know, Leah, I have been loaning Sarah like some of my personal dick all week. Since
I'm
going
to come to your hotel room.
I would gladly like hook you up.
Thank
with,
you.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Please let me know. Who is the horniest bitch in the room?
Sarah J.
That's right.
Sarah I believe J. you.
The horniest bitch in the room.
I fucking spent New Year's with Sarah J.
Oh, you did.
I can't I ain't been getting that much motherfucking dick.
Ooh, I get a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, Sarah and I have had. We have had a social.
Well, that's your bad. There's a lot of dick in the room.
We've had a nice little social calendar since we've been here. You know, sharing a room together.
Really?
We fucked a lot.
I want you to be my roommate all the time.
Red Cafe.
I need a nasty.
I know we're about to get out of here.
I can't fuck with
but I want to make sure Red Cafe gets to promote something other than his.
Sarah J just got up off my leg and the shit is soaking.
So Red Cafe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so money on iTunes right now. Go get that. You know, you could do a lot with your money. You know, you can spend it on money. You can spend it on Lethal Lips, Sarah J. You can spend it on Beige and her new book. You can spend it on Cinnamon Love.
Stay neutral, like,
you can spend it on
some mob t-shirts.
Yeah. Right?
Married to
we could
the
definitely.
Mob.
Can I get a cut? Nigga, I'm promoting you, motherfucker. You know, I need a cut.
You can spend it on a Sirius XM subscription.
You can definitely spend it on Sirius XM. Hey, look, I got a different respect for like Sirius XM. Like we was on the road, we went to Canada.
I wasn't invited.
You'll get that invite next time, I promise. I'm sure there's a lot of benefits that's going to come with that invite.
You go to Toronto?
All right, yeah, so we was in Toronto. money on iTunes, like I said. We was in Toronto and, yeah, like you got us through, man. Like it was
who, me,
it was
personally?
Tough. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You got us through.
You should have hit me up and told me.
You got a great voice.
I like to know these things.
You got a great voice.
I will say this much. You by far have surpassed everyone else that I've done an interview with. Like a lot of people that I do interviews with, I'm a little saucy right now, are kind of dry and like I hate dry shit.
Are you vulnerable
well,
too?
Well, yeah, and Sarah J's wet.
Are you vulnerable too?
I am definitely
you
not
try
dry.
That shit out.
And for Beige, I'm going to read your book.
I think I'm wet too.
I'm going to come back to this and I'm going to follow some of this advice and maybe my life will change a little bit.
Yo, I swear to God, yeah, I really love y'all people right now because I tried to be so nice tonight because I was about to put things in a gray area.
Talking
come back broke is because she got my money reading your book.
Oh, she will get that money after reading that book.
I'm going to try some of these tips and see if they work for me.
So, 116 lessons. So, check it out on golddiggersguide.com.
The only thing I'm not doing is selling my eggs, all right?
I know. I'm not going
to
need to read that book.
I am.
I know some people who are.
Who are what?
What y'all call y'all porn stars who need to read that book?
No, because porn stars first of all, don't need to read that book because we're
hola.
Not digging.
Hey,
okay, so y'all just sluts by nature.
Yes, no, actually, no. There is a big difference, and I said this the other night on K Slay Show, and I'm gonna say this once again. There's a, in my line of work, there are three types of women. There are hoes. There are sluts, whores, and hookers, and I would rather be a good whore than a dumb slut or a cheap hooker any fucking day of the week.
T-O-A-L diggers, get the book. You can outsmart a man any day. Laying on your back, spreading your legs for a nigga to fuck
actually,
you. Talking about that
actually,
shit.
But it's not, but I don't fuck, I don't spread my legs for niggas to fuck me. I spread my legs for me to...
It's clap on, fill this bitch. Don't make me turn off your own switch. You couldn't see me in the daytime with a flashlight. I got my cash right, so I don't see nobody. 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 I walk up in the spot and see tonight we have a pack house. We are in the building and it's rocking like a crack house. All the sexy women wearing dresses with their backs out. My neck is usually lit up, but tonight we have a blackout. Call me Con Edison, cause I'm about to light up. My head is in the clouds, feel like it just took a flight up. They tryna slow me down like that syrup in them white cups. Clear that I'm a bubble like you shook a fucking Sprite up. I don't see nobody, I ain't going blind, no. I don't see nobody stopping me from mine, yo. We the money gang, we throw up dollar signs. Hold my gun from out of town to make you change your state of mind. It's clap on, fill this bitch. Don't make me turn off your own switch. You couldn't see me in the daytime with a flashlight. I got my cash right, so I don't see nobody. 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 Bottles of rosé keep finding its way to my section, and groups of pretty bitches with them light-skinned complexions. Told her I'ma kill it, and I use Magnum protection. I just slide up in it, baby. That's lethal injection. I'm about that money. Pussies with a fool chase. Hoes I have you tied up, bitch. I ain't no shoelace. Smirking in my black shades, my BBM cool face. But I will fix you, niggas. You make me get my tool case. I don't see nobody, but it ain't my vision. I see I'm what it is, and you are what it isn't. Lights out, niggas, assume the position. With my eyes closed, I see that.